The Guardian.
You're more than your day job. You know that. If you're interested in starting your own side gig, then check out the Side Hustle series from Guardian Labs and theguardian.com/sidehustle. Helpful videos, articles, and a podcast, all brought to you by Squarespace. When you're ready to build your website for your side hustle, head to squarespace.com. Their sites look professionally designed, regardless of skill level, no coding required. You build your website with these intuitive, easy-to-use tools. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So start your free trial site today. Go to squarespace.com. Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
Hello, and welcome to today's edition of The Dailies, the podcast on The Guardian film team. My name is Benjamin Lee, and it's Friday the 8th of January. Joining me today to talk about all the latest film news is Andrew Pulver. Andrew, can you give me a sound to describe your thoughts on today's BAFTA nominations?
A sound?
Just one sound. Great, that's me too, really. This morning saw Carol and Bridge of Spies lead the way with 9 nominations each. Todd Haynes' romantic drama scooped up nods for stars Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara, while Steven Sorbo's Cold War thriller recognised Mark Rylance as Best Supporting Actor. The Best Picture category also made room for The Big Short, The Revenant and Spotlight. Other big hitters included Mad Max Fury Road with 7 nominations, all technical, and The Martian with 6. While the BAFTAs have been criticised for snubbing many British stars and films in recent years, this year has seemingly redressed the balance with nominations for Maggie Smith, Eddie Redmayne, Julie Walters, Christian Bale, Kate Winslet and Idris Elba. Andrew, are you pleased with the nominations overall?
I think they're a pretty fair reflection of what we thought was going to happen. Obviously, there's always sort of shifts and little power plays within the voting, which you can't really anticipate, but I like Carol. I thought it was of the Oscar films. I think it's the best one, and I'm pleased it's done the best. Bridge of Spies has done slightly better than we thought it might have done. And The Revenant has sort of come through, sort of trounced Hateful Eight really in terms of the violent Western vote. It's got all that. So I think those three as the lead films are sort of fair enough. I mean, it's pretty American focused really. The British films, although you mentioned, have done all right. I don't think they've done quite as well as they might have done. Like The Danish Girl did what was expected, but we all were sitting around saying 45 Years has been snubbed pretty badly, especially since that came top of our Best Film of the Year poll.
I was going to say that 45 Years got 1 nomination for Best British Film, no acting awards. BAFTA's also snubbed Michael Caine for Youth, Ian McKellen for Mr. Holmes, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy and Tom Hardy for Legend, which I find less egregious than the snub for Charlotte Rampling, for example, for Best Actress, and Tom Courtney for Best Actor. And that is a film which is a great British film, and it's the kind of film BAFTA I think should be recognising.
Yeah, I mean, you would have thought it's an almost perfect awards film. It's all about the acting, it's all about the sort of writing, and it's a very beautifully restrained and put together item. So why it didn't find favour, it's sort of a bit early to tell why it might not have done, but it is a shame.
Well, it's a replication in the way of the Biffers too, because I know Ex Machina came out on top in the Biffers, and Ex Machina has picked up more nominations than 45 Years at BAFTAs, which is odd that a sci-fi film like that, which I didn't think was that great, would do so much better than a marital drama about an elderly couple, which you think would be more BAFTA focused.
Yeah, it is a bit of a mystery. I have to say Ex Machina is one of the films that has done well out of these Oscars. I mean, like The Big Short, say, which was something that perhaps hadn't had a huge amount of talk going into it, and has been elevated a bit by these nominations. So there are some films that haven't done so well. For example, Spotlight, which has been talked up a lot as a sort of big awards film. And although it has had one or two reasonable noms here, it's not dominated in the way that that it might have been expected to.
The Big Short's kind of a surprise, because there's always seems to be every year there's one last minute film which seems to be screened quite late and then seems to kind of dominate more than you expect. Yeah. And I think people thought that might be Joy or The Hateful Eight this year, and both of those have been relatively ignored by a lot of the awards. And then The Big Short, which is from Adam McKay, who doesn't really have much of a history with making great films. He's made mainly comedies, and a financial drama, comedy drama, has suddenly got, I think it's got 5 nominations at the BAFTAs, and that's kind of a surprise.
And it is a bit odd that McKay, he's got a Best Director nod ahead of Tarantino and David O. Russell. But you know, I think that reflects the fact that Big Short's very watchable. You know, it's entertaining and does a pretty good job in explaining what it's we're talking about. Joy, I suppose, might have come off a bit lightweight, even though it had old J-Law in it, you know, pulling off a great performance. So she didn't get anything. And The Hateful Eight, I just think, as I said before, in the battle between the violent westerns, The Revenant sort of won that one convincingly.
But you, I mean, looking at the BAFTAs and then looking at Oscar nominations, which come out next week, what films and performances you think that haven't been recognised here will get recognised at the Oscars? For example, I don't think Maggie Smith would get a Best Actress nomination. Judy Walter wouldn't get Best Supporting Actress at the Oscars. Yet, yeah, people will maybe come instead in those places.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. I think Spotlight will do a lot better in the Oscars. I mean, again, that's been talked up a lot and has won a lot of awards already and is a very American subject about something that perhaps they care about more in the States than we might hear. I mean, just the specific issue of Boston, you know, what happened in Boston. I think one film that will do well is Son of Saul. Obviously, I think that wasn't eligible for BAFTA, but I think the best foreign film list here looks a bit thin without it. Obviously, it couldn't be in there. I was very sad to see that Roy Anderson film, Pigeon Sat on a Branch, not getting anything. I love that film. That was my favourite of the year, really.
And they went for Wild Tales for best, for a nomination, which to me is a very average film. I think the best foreign language category is quite weak.
Yeah. I mean, God, I mean, it's a bit difficult. I mean, because I actually vote in the BAFTAs. I got a BAFTA vote. I can't quite remember what the other competition was, but there were certain films that didn't get in there just because of their release date here. And some of the films that you kind of subconsciously think of as foreign films, like A Bigger Splash, which film you were talking about before, and Youth, obviously are in English, so they wouldn't compete in that award. So that took them out of the running a bit, unfortunately. But yeah, The Assassin was a film that was very much liked at Cannes. I can't say I loved it like other films by the director Hu Hsiao-hsien. I mean, he's made some amazing films, but The Assassin, I didn't think was quite up there. I'd have loved to have seen a Pigeon in there because I just thought that was brilliant.
It's still a curiously open race. I mean, I look at the Best Picture nominees, which are Carol, Bridge of Spies, The Big Short, The Revenant and Spotlight, and I wouldn't be able to guess which one of those would win at the BAFTAs. I don't think there's one of those which is a front runner. I mean, Carol and Bridge of Spies have the most nominations, but neither has been the winner of most awards throughout the season so far. It's a really weird year.
Yeah, it's pretty open. I mean, just to pick is going to be difficult. I mean, some of the other categories you would think are fairly sewn up. I mean, I think DiCaprio is going to win for The Revenant, although I think here in the UK, Fassbender will give him a run for his money because of the sort of local support, but I don't think that's going to happen in the US, particularly as Steve Jobs took a bit of a pounding as being considered a commercial flop. Which
but DiCaprio's performance is quite an emotional... I mean, even thinking of the big Oscar scene they'll show at the ceremony, there's no real... like it's a very physical performance, I'd find it surprising for it to be a winner of Best Actor because he puts himself in it physically, but there's not a lot of dialogue, you know.
I don't know. You know, for me, it's got all the lineaments of what you'd want as an Oscar-winning performance. I mean, yeah, whether or not he'll win a BAFTA, I don't know. But, I mean, I think he's been gunning for an Oscar for so long, and I think this finally, you know, housed by the film that it is. I sort of think it's got a lot going for it as Best Actor, and I think his time will have come by the time it comes around to March or February. I can't remember the Oscars.
Last weekend in February.
Yeah, by the time Feb comes around, you know, I think I think he will get it.
All these stories are helping all the kind of I ate raw bison liver, I slept in animal carcasses, I got really cold.
And what other
Best Actress, who do you think is going to win there?
Again, tricky. It's open. I mean, I thought Alicia Vikander was great in The Danish Girl, and, you know, not that I want to do down Eddie Redmayne, but I think she kind of won the film from an acting point of view. I'd like to see her win, but I think it's hard to look past Cate Blanchett, really. I think, again, she's you know, quality and class all the way. Again, Carol is my favourite film of them, of the sort of big Oscar contenders, so I'd like to see her do it.
We'll find out the winners next month. And don't forget to check out theguardian.com/film today for all the latest film news and features. And follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Today you can check out reviews of the week's big new releases and read the Week in Geek preview of the year ahead. See you on Monday. I'm going to leave you with a quote from Charlotte Rampling from the Francois Ozon thriller Swimming Pool. Awards are like hemorrhoids. Sooner or later, every arsehole gets one. See you on Monday.
For
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.